This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it, and I find myself staying up late to catch all the action. I can't be dragging the next morning. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or when my favorite team is playing late. With over 15 flavors to choose from, like watermelon, tropical burst, blue raspberry, peach mango, and more, there's a flavor for everyone. On their website, you have the option to build your own 12-pack or 24-pack and have it delivered right to your door. And if you're out and about, you can always pick up a 5-hour energy shot at your local grocery or convenience store. They're everywhere. 5-Hour Energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before the next tip-off.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
About to embark on the greatest 2 days of the sports calendar. Welcome to the show, Maggie Gray, Andrew Perloff. Still time to get your brackets in for Pearl Jam Season 4. That's our bracket challenge. EJ, can we pin it to the top of our X account right now just to make sure everyone's got the link? Come and play against us. We've been going through some upsets that we're picking this year, Pearl. And also, where are you watching the tournament today and tomorrow? Is this more of an on-your-couch thing? Is this a sports bar kind of thing? What's the ideal location to be watching March Madness?
I mean, anywhere. I think you get extra credit if you can watch while you're on the clock at work or at school. Then you really get my respect.
Because you're like skirting the system.
Yeah, our show's over at 10 a.m. Eastern. It's easy for us. Yeah. I think it's even better when you're, you know, it's forbidden fruit. come on. If you're a high school student and you're not watching these games on your phone, then you're doing it wrong.
So we have a lot of March Madness stuff going on today. I've already picked my Cinderella. That's going to be High Point. Pearl, your Cinderella. Yes, Manny?
Also, if you're a high school senior, you're not basing your college decision off of this tournament. You're a fool.
Yeah. High Point. Again, that's going to be my Cinderella. Yeah, who's yours?
It's a one-man machine, Drake.
It's funny because this could actually do a lot for Drake. He hasn't had any positive press in months, and now all of a sudden, if the school goes on a run, maybe he gets a little bit of the glow. Meanwhile, while March Madness is about to kick off, we do have this lingering situation with Aaron Rodgers. Now, kind of came down yesterday towards the end of the show that depending on which insider you would like to follow, the Vikings are either all the way out on Aaron Rodgers or mostly out on Aaron Rodgers. There's been some conflicting reports about they're moving on for sure. Then we're hearing that they could sign another veteran, like a less high profile kind of veteran to back up J.J. McCarthy. But then other insiders are saying the door is going to be left ajar in case the two sides can come back together. It's a little confusing. But if I'm Aaron Rodgers, I don't know if I can wait around for that. If I actually want to play this upcoming season, I got to pick a team here.
Yeah, I think he will. I think that New York and Pittsburgh are the two teams left. I don't think he waits for the Vikings. There's a lot of at this time. Why? I don't even understand the idea that he's going to wait to see if J.J. McCarthy's knee heals the right way. What if it doesn't? I think he has to choose a team. And I think he will. Retirement, to me, he just doesn't feel like he wants to retire. We saw pictures of him in February working out harder than he ever has. He would give more hints of retirement, and I just don't see him.
Yeah, he did his flag football thing over the weekend. He does this big charity event. Yeah. I saw just that Josh Allen was there, Jared Goff was there, some other guys were hanging out. So it kind of feels like all systems go, like business as usual.
This is that the one where he comes back from the ayahuasca trip and 12 hours later does? I remember
hanging out with kids.
I remember in the documentary he did that. He was still high.
Maybe. I don't know how long that stuff stays in your system. I don't know the half-life on ayahuasca.
There's no maybe. He said to Josh Allen, I think I'm still a little buzzed.
Yeah. Well, I mean, he never called himself a role model, so.
Well, he just won Philanthropist of the Year last night, too, in California. I saw he was getting honored. He's an odd guy.
Yeah, well, listen, that's just the yin and the yang of Aaron Rodgers, but doing a nice thing and raising money for kids, so.
Breaking news, Aaron Rodgers is weird.
We're not going to hate on that. But meanwhile, like, you know, interested really in his football, at this point, the odd stuff is kind of secondary. And, you know, I couldn't help but think after Cam Hayward of the Steelers was really kind of putting it out there publicly, hey, Aaron, here's the recruiting pitch. You either want to be a Steeler or you don't, sort of setting up this, you know, like, hey, let's stop messing around. The latest report was that the Steelers may have called about Will Levis. Right. I mean, dude, careful what you wish for. You're worried and upset with Aaron Rodgers because he hasn't made a decision yet or he's waiting on the Vikings. Dude, you could be staring at a season with Will Levis as your quarterback. Like, you would beg Aaron Rodgers to come over Will Levis.
Why would you, if you sign Will Levis, why can't you bring in Aaron Rodgers? Will Levis, they could have as a backup.
Well, they could, but I'm just saying if that's being looked at as a pivot, if Aaron Rodgers is going to either take his sweet time or maybe is holding out for the Vikings, like, Will Levis is not going to inspire any type of confidence at all.
Will Levis would be a version of Justin Fields, who they reportedly wanted. I don't think even training for Will Levis, I mean, he's like, oh, they already have Mason Rudolph, right?
So, yeah, they have Rudolph and be Levis and
but that's
maybe
like
someone at
21. Like Cleveland has Kenny Pickett. Does that mean that they can't draft a quarterback? And by the way, do we know, maybe they go Will Levis, Mason Rudolph, draft a guy too? That's very possible. It feels like quarterbacks are flying up the boards left and right. So I still think if Aaron Rodgers wants Pittsburgh, I think he has it.
Okay, but all right, guys might be flying up boards, and I saw Jalen Milroe had a really nice pro day yesterday and ran a really fast 40 time and went out to dinner with the Steelers. That doesn't mean he's ready to start next year. Just
right,
because his draft stock goes up doesn't mean he's ready to step on an NFL field. And I'm sorry, if I am both the Steelers, if I'm a Steeler fan, if I'm a Viking fan, I'm like, what are we doing here? We're not down and out rosters, especially not the Vikings. This is a team that won 14 games last year with Sam Darnold. You're going to leave this like up to chance about J.J. McCarthy's knee that 5 minutes ago you weren't all that confident in, but now for some reason you are. And if I'm the Steelers, I'm doing a second season of this where we're cheaping out on the quarterback room, and it's probably going to be the thing that ends up keeping us from winning a playoff game.
Well, like, by the way, you think Aaron Rodgers is expensive? I think they were offering him $11 million or something.
I'm just saying you're either cheaping out in actual money or you're cheaping out like in talent. You know, you're telling me, you're trying to sell me on a quarterback room of Mason Rudolph, Will Levis, and a draft pick. Oh my gosh. If I'm this, and not even a high draft pick, if I'm a Steeler fan, I'm like, what happened to us?
I would take that. I think a lot of people would take that room over Aaron Rodgers. I know EJ would. 100%.
You wouldn't be right. I mean, you might do it, but you wouldn't be right.
Well,
you'd be wrong on that. That'd just be your anti-Rodgers bias creeping in.
But it could be time. That would announce rebuild in Pittsburgh, and maybe it's overdue. I do think philosophically you could say, hey, this is not... I think you could look at that roster and say, this is not a roster that warrants bringing in a 41-year-old quarterback. Because are they an Aaron Rodgers away from winning a Super Bowl? Realistically, no, I don't think so.
Well, I mean, I'll see your rebuild and raise you. You just traded a second-round pick for DK Metcalf and gave him $100 million.
That's why they want Rodgers.
We do not care.
DK Metcalf signing is the problem. But then again, they've done dumb things, too, where they don't throw to George Pickens. Like, they can... Just because they signed DK Metcalf doesn't mean he gets targets.
Well, then we're doing everything like backwards, you
know? Just like having Matt Canada for 2 years. There is an offensive problem in Pittsburgh.
I think the only thing to me that would truly signal rebuild for the Steelers is if they trade TJ Watt.
No, they're not trading it.
Well, and I think you're going to, and I think maybe there's a world where they should. And you're, you know, again, though, your quarterback situation is so up in the air that you're not going to inspire any kind of confidence. I saw yesterday Bill Cowher, the former coach, a Hall of Fame coach, was on with Dan Patrick's show, with your former show, Pearl, and he said Russell Wilson is the move. And I kind of get where the coach is coming from, because he already has familiarity with the system. He already has some chemistry with George Pickens, and he has chemistry with DK Metcalf because they played together in Seattle. To me, if Rodgers is not going to, you know, like, be enthusiastic about wanting to come to the Steelers, go back to Russ.
Well, talking about sort of a consolation prize, if you're Russ and you're sitting there and mid-April the Steelers finally say, okay, we'll have you back, that is not ideal for Russell Wilson. But you're right. But if they go, again, you're stuck in this limbo. That's the real issue with the Steelers. They're in limbo. And they need to get out of this 9-8, 10-7 realm. Honestly, I would also talk about Tyler Shuck is 25 years old. He could be a play now rookie. He's not really even a typical rookie. Problem is he gets hurt all the time. So you need a deep room. I think that's an option. And but about quarterbacks moving up, now I think that they could be at the fifth quarterback by 21. It seems like Jackson Dart is flying up the boards.
Yeah, but that's not because their talent warrants them being drafted that high. It's because we somehow have more quarterbacks than ever and yet a dearth of quarterbacks. It's weird.
What did J.J. McCarthy do last year to warrant being a top 10 pick?
Won a national title?
So what? I mean, I'm just saying, he actually handed the ball off 24 times in a row. It's always the man. I mean, quarterbacks always move up. Then we forget about that. By the way, Jackson Dart, these guys are all the same. It's to say, you're right, the demand warrants that these guys move up. That's why 50% of them won't work out.
Yeah, and listen, we're talking about the Steelers and what they should do now at quarterback, but I'm not taking the Vikings off the hook here either. I feel like they are foobarring this situation, and maybe they get saved because McCarthy is awesome and maybe his knee is great, but can't you see this also? I could see it going right if McCarthy is good and his knee is good, but I could also see this going very wrong for the Vikings. Like, you're going to bring in, okay, so not a veteran who's as what, like, famous or as accomplished as Aaron Rodgers, and then what happens if McCarthy goes down? Now you're riding the rest of the way with who? Jameis Winston or Joe Flacco?
He just won 14 games with Sam Darnold.
And then what happened when the playoffs came?
So what's your...
This is a win-now roster who had a quarterback that just fell apart at the end of the season. You know, the idea that you would not take a chance to me on Rodgers, who's the best available quarterback, I just don't get for the Vikings. Like, I wouldn't trust them right now if I'm a Vikings fan.
Yeah, I mean, I think there's a lot of anti-Rodgers sentiment out there. I think I understand what you're saying, and believe me, I think Rodgers is going to be good too. But I think there's a lot of people out there who think, why would you bring that mess into the locker room when you have this good young roster? Also, too, the Vikings, you know, how do you get to the Super Bowl? You have a young quarterback on a rookie deal. I think J.J. McCarthy's probably perfectly healthy. I heard he put on all the weight he lost. I heard a report. I didn't hear from J.J. So, I mean, why'd you draft him? Because you want to build a dream team around your young quarterback. And Rodgers, come on, you know what could happen there. We just saw it in the Jets locker room. Could be messy.
888-710-4ISN, 888-710-4476. It's our brand new phone number.
Who dis?
You can call and tell us where you think Rodgers will play. The other funny part of the story is an article that came out yesterday from a place called Front Office Sports. And the guy Mike McCarthy wrote it. Perloff and I have known him for a long time. He's been covering sports media for a long time. And he had an article that said he's been talking to media executives who are NFL partners, right? So networks and companies that broadcast NFL games. And there is surprisingly little interest in Aaron Rodgers for a post-playing media career. In fact, one executive said he needs an image rehab and that he's insufferable. I mean, tell us how you really feel. I'm very surprised by this.
And I don't believe it for even a half a second.
Don't make it up.
Listen,
okay?
Mike McCarthy's a fantastic reporter.
Yeah, I believe he talked to people who said that, but it's kind of like it's when you poll somebody and they lie about who they're voting for in an election. I don't believe for a second. There's so many outlets right now. You honestly think someone's not going to throw money at Aaron Rodgers?
Well, maybe.
I don't think so.
Maybe not Tom Brady type money, like the $370 million or whatever he got from Fox, which is just insane. But I agree with you. I think that Rodgers has a way of like turning on this charm and charisma when he wants to.
You know what? It's going to be hard to cancel me.
And his football acumen and star power together is like too much for these media executives who like a lot of times are throwing darts at the wall. It's just too much for them to turn their nose up at.
I think just the name value and the controversy has got to be attractive. Who cares about the... I don't think it really matters at the end of the day. Is he a good analyst or not a good analyst? Just his name value will draw a lot of eyeballs. So remember Netflix sort of got into the game last year. I would think, how about this scenario? Netflix has a few games, they pull in Rodgers, and he does a podcast.
Mm.
Then everybody's happy.
Netflix is a podcast company?
No. I mean, Rodgers has his own podcast aside. Only does part-time analysis. But I don't think Netflix has a full schedule.
Does he talk about football on the podcast or only conspiracy theories?
Oh, no. There's no football on that podcast. But when I said podcast, no. What is he going to be like with the PFF guys breaking down the Titans offensive line? No, of course not. I thought that was a given. It's going to be a Joe Rogan style, right? Like health, politics, all that crap.
Hooray. 888-710-4ISN, 888-710-4476. I'd actually like to listen to him talk about football.
Oh, my God. You say that, you are going to be pulling those clips from that crazy, wacky podcast he's got, just like everybody else.
Okay, we are interested in what you think about this, number one. Secondly, the question, where are you watching the tournament today? What's your style here? Couch, sports bar, multiple tabs up at work trying to hide it from the boss? Maybe your boss is cool and is in on it. Let us know. Also, we will reveal the final region of the Maggie and Perloff movie sequels bracket. The L.A. region comes your way next. Don't move.
Welcome back, Maggie and Perloff show. I said this on yesterday's show. I was just confirming. It was March 20th, 2020, when Tom Brady signed with the Bucks. Mm. Today is March 20th, and it would be just like Aaron Rodgers to take away headlines from young men in the NCAA tournament by signing today. So maybe Aaron Rodgers will surprise us and make a decision. Adam Schefter reported that he's in no hurry, which is kind of nuts to me. In an NFL offseason that moves faster than ever, Rodgers is like, I'm just going to take my time, walk the beach, see what happens. But we got to find out what's going on here because he's holding everybody hostage, and I'm ready for a new team for Aaron Rodgers.
Well, let's go to Eric, who's in Pennsylvania. Eric, I'm going to presume you're a Steeler fan here. Do you want Aaron Rodgers as your quarterback?
Love your guys' show, and yes, ma'am, I am a Steelers fan. I became a Steelers fan the year Ben was drafted, and I think I speak for 98.5% of Steelers fans when I say a big heck no to Aaron Rodgers. Father Time is undefeated. He'd know Tom Brady, and he is basically a cancer in the locker room. I think he'll go to the Giants, and my personal opinion, let Mason Rudolph give him enough rope. He will either look okay, or they'll get a high draft pick next year. Maybe it's time to rebuild in Pittsburgh.
Yeah, oh, Eric. Yeah. I mean, I think I don't know if it's that high. What'd you say? 98% of Steeler fans don't want Rodgers?
I know everybody I talk to do not want him. And yeah. I don't talk to everybody, but I talk to a fair amount.
Yeah. I mean, thank you for the call. And good point there as far as, like, it doesn't really seem like a match, Aaron Rodgers and the Steelers. If you're just talking about, you know, this, like, sort of what's the ethos of the Steelers, it's never been one guy over everyone else, you know? And Rodgers kind of has that reputation, which he's earned, of wanting the red carpet rolled out for him and getting a lot of say in how things are done. And I can't imagine the Steelers doing something like that. I know that there's supposedly this love affair between Rodgers and Mike Tomlin. Well, that's from afar. You know, what's it like to actually work with a guy every single day? I can't imagine Rodgers and Tomlin really being on the same page, but that's me.
I would actually extend that sentiment way past the Steelers. I think there are a lot of fan bases who do not want Rodgers because of how it happened on the field in New York. I just think that it just feels like a lot. For example, if you put Aaron Rodgers into the old Twitter machine, I believe the number one trending story is, yeah, it's still the Onion headline, the satirical paper. Numerous teams express interest in Aaron Rodgers playing elsewhere. I think there are a lot of fans who are anti-Aaron Rodgers. I don't think it's just...
I don't think so.
It's New York, Pittsburgh. I've seen a lot of that on Twitter. Steelers fans are like, keep him away from this team.
Yeah, I just also, though, so he is the best available quarterback, in my opinion, though. And two, I would not discount that the Jets also played a role in how bad it got in New York. Okay, it wasn't awesome at the end with Green Bay either, right? There was a lot of back and forth between him and the front office, so that wasn't perfect. But the Jets are also, like, not a stable organization.
Really?
Yeah, isn't that? I'm breaking news to everybody.
Wow.
Yeah, they're firing the head coach five games
in
the season, you know, firing the general manager. I just, they had this whole thing going on the whole year with Hassan Reddick. Like, there's just a lot of things going there. The owner is consulting his sons, who are consulting a Madden rating on whether or not they should trade for wide receivers. Like, let's not pretend like Rodgers came in and wrecked this pristine organization. The Jets definitely did their part.
That's a very good point. I honestly thought the Jets should have probably kept him. Now, I'm not sure what their plan is. Rich Cimini, they've said that they're really into Jackson Dart last night.
Fields, right? They're giving him a shot.
Yeah, but I don't think Fields, yeah, a shot, but a one-year deal, a partial deal. I think they don't have a plan, really, a quarterback. I don't think Fields is a long-term plan by any means.
Okay, let's get to the Los Angeles region of the Maggie and Perloff sequels bracket. Of course, you're still welcome to weigh in on Rodgers, 888-710-4ISN, 888-710-4476. But let's go. All right, guys, this is the final region that we're revealing today. This is called the Los Angeles region because the number one seed in this region, Terminator 2 Judgment Day.
I need your clothes, your boots, and your motorcycle.
Hey. You forgot to say please.
Amazing. By the way, just such a good movie.
That's a liquid Terminator, just so everybody knows, right?
Yeah, that's the
Robert Patrick.
Yeah. People don't think sequels are good. Our one seeds are phenomenal in this movie sequels tournament.
Sarah Connor? That's my Arnold.
Well, when Arnold gets his turns and he's a good guy now, I love Terminator 2. Anyway, the number one seed Terminator 2 Judgment Day faces off against the 16 seed, another one that's near and dear to my heart, Pearl, Revenge of the Nerds 2.
What if C-A-T really spelled dog?
Yeah. Wow. Yeah. That's heavy, Ogre. Dog.
If I can just preface, I know the scene well. They have just smoked the world's largest joint. Why are you guys such nerds? The 8th seed in the Los Angeles region, the Maggie and Perloff movie sequel bracket, Back to the Future 2.
What in the name of Sir Isaac H. Newton happened here?
Oh, yeah, Doc, listen, my kid showed up. All hell broke loose.
Your kid? Great Scott, the sleeping sir, I was afraid of this. Because I used it on Jennifer, there wasn't enough power left to knock your son out for a full hour. Damn!
Doc, look at this. It's changing.
This is known, I think, Back to the Future Part 2, as the for sports fans, this is when Biff, the bad guy, gets a hold of the sports almanac and gets to make all these sports bets that make him the richest man in town.
Yeah, the Back to the Future 2 fantasy is something all sports bettors have thought about. I mean, the movie stinks. There's no doubt about that, but...
Better than the third one. Back to the Future Part 2 faces off against the 9th seed Avengers Age of Ultron.
The Avengers were supposed to be different than She-Hulk.
Anybody remember when I carried a nuke through a wormhole?
No, it's never come up.
Save New York?
Never heard that.
Recall that? A hostile alien army came charging through a hole in space. We're standing 300 feet below it.
We're the Avengers. We can bust arms dealers all the live long day, but that up there, that's the end game. How are you guys planning on beating that?
Together. We'll lose. And we'll do that together, too.
Watched it the other day. I'm not kidding. It's so funny. All these sequels are on cable when you're looking for college basketball games. There's a scene. This is what year? 2015 or something? And they're sitting around. They're talking about There's something big coming. And Mark Ruffalo goes, you're talking about artificial intelligence, aren't you? And everyone's like, dun, dun, dun. Now it's like somebody just called in today saying they're filling out their bracket with AI, and we didn't even blink. It is incredible how scary artificial intelligence was. Age Ultron is art. As you remember, Maggie, it's all about the AI robot.
Mm-hmm.
You've never seen this one,
sure.
Have you?
Sure. Okay. The fifth seed in this region, Maggie and Perloff movie sequels, Blade Runner 2049.
You're not going to kill me, are you?
Depends. What's your model number?
Why don't you look into my eye and find out? Oh. You don't like real girls. Well, I'm always here.
Is that Ryan Gosling?
Oh, yeah.
Yep.
Okay. Blade Runner 2049 is the fifth seed. Goes up against the 12th seed, Minions, The Rise of Gru.
Hello, tres tiquetas por San Francisco.
San Francisco, okay. How will you be paying?
No problemo.
Oh, great. You know, if you have any hairballs, we can upgrade you to first class. Get out.
Wow, that's so Rise of Gru is the 12th seed?
Yeah.
Solid 12 seed, much like the actual NCAA tournament. That that has a great chance, I will tell you right now.
We're in the Los Angeles region, the Maggie and Perloff movie sequels bracket, where the fourth seed is X-Men 2.
Ta-da! I am Magneto.
I was going to say, go ahead and Van Perloff. I've never seen this movie.
Is this the one
we
with the guy?
Bobby was going to a school for the gifted.
Bobby is the gifted.
We know that. We just didn't realize
we still love you, Bobby. It's just this mutant problem is a little...
What mutant problem?
Complicated.
What exactly are you, Professor of, Mr. Logan?
Art.
Haha, Bobby's brother calls the cops. Bad scene, Meg.
I'm going to leave that one to you. The fourth seed, X2, is going up against the 13 seed, Barbershop 2.
You got a lot of nerve out here charging all these sisters out here money to get their hair did, and you sitting out here looking like Chewbacca.
What about you? Look at that damn fro. What you be doing, sweeping up the shop with it?
I do what Calvin need me to do every now and then. That's what I do.
What Calvin needs you to do is get up off your fat ass and cut some heads.
Thank you. You gonna talk about that when you one Reese's Pieces away from Jenny Craig yourself?
Okay, moving on. Just a few more to go. The sixth seed in this region is Mission Impossible 2.
Pull over and listen to me, will you? Just listen.
Listen to what?
I need your help. I think you can use mine.
Your help? What are you talking about?
I'm talking about Scotland Yard, Interpol, every Dutch authority. I can make them all go away.
Oh, bloody hell. You're a spy. Well, if you want me, you gotta catch.
All right, Tom Cruise, Mission Impossible 2 against the 11 seed. This is one very near and dear to the show, 22 Jump Street.
Orale, vato. I'm trying to see that brother. You're sleepy. What's up, homie? You know my cousin, Sad Boy.
I think you got the wrong guy, Holmes.
That's man, you're sleepy. Everyone's saying the barrio sleepy. He like the Mexican Wolverine and and my partner here, he want to see the product.
When he talking?
My name is Jeff.
Then he proceeds to tell a story from Dora the Explorer. Swiper and boots.
Gosh, we like this movie a little too much. Okay, that's the 11-6 matchup. We're in the Maggie Perloff's movie sequels bracket. The third seed in this region is Mad Max 2.
What is it with you? Huh? What are you looking for? Come on, Max, everyone's looking for something. You happy out there, are you? Hey, wandering? One day blurring into another? You're a scavenger, Max. You're a maggot. You know that? You're living off the corpse of the old world. Tell me your story, Max. Come on, tell me your story. What burned you out, huh? Kill one man too many? See too many people die? Lose some family?
Okay, so this is Mad Max, The Road Warrior.
Yeah.
Yeah, 1981.
Right, because Beyond, you might think Beyond Thunderdome is the first sequel, but it's a second because there was a very low-budget original Mad Max. This is the one with the little kid with a boomerang, if anybody's watched cable movies their whole life like me.
Watched that scene last night.
Knowledge of Mad Max is like the most unexpected yet deepest thing. Like, you know everything about these movies.
I know everything about every single... I've seen everyone we've talked about at least five times on this list.
So that's Mad Max, The Road Warrior, against the 14 seed Naked Gun 2.5.
Because I'm the last line of defense between sleaze like this and the decent people in this town.
Oh, hi, Frank. Say, we got that model D83 Swedish Sure Grip suck machine in this order.
It's a gift.
Leslie Nielsen is the best. The seventh seed in the L.A. region, the Maggie Perloff movie sequels bracket, is Die Hard 2.
Wait! You get this parking ticket in front of my airport?
Yeah.
Yeah, what the hell? It's Christmas!
Ooh.
Die Hard 2.
Christmas movie.
It goes up against the 10 seed Pirates of the Caribbean 2, Dead Man's Chest.
You have a debt to pay. You've been captain of the Black Pearl for 13 years. That was our agreement.
Technically, I was only captain for 2 years. Then I was viciously mutinied upon.
Then you were a poor captain, but a captain nonetheless. Have you not introduced yourself all these years as Captain Jack Sparrow?
And lastly, the second seed in this L.A. region Maggie and Perloff movie sequels bracket is Spider-Man Far From Home.
MJ,
I'm Spider-Man.
What?
That's what you were going to say, that you're Spider-Man.
No, I'm not Spider-Man.
I mean, I've been watching you for like a while now. Kind of obvious.
I'm not Spider-Man. I mean, what would make you think that I was Spider-Man?
Peter Washington?
Yeah.
The fact that you, like, disappear out of nowhere for no reason?
No, I was sick. Remember, I had the tummy?
You know Susan Yang thinks that you're a male escort.
What? No, of course I'm not a male escort.
So then you're Spider-Man.
Zendaya and Mina Kimes sound alike to me. The 15th seed in this region is Finding Dory.
I'm so sorry.
Oh, honey.
What?
Oh, honey, no. Cupcake.
I know I've got a problem. I know I'm so sorry and all this time I wanted to fix it and I can't. And then I try, but my thoughts, they leave my head and ideas change and I've forgotten you and I'm so sorry.
Dory, don't you dare be sorry. Look what you did.
What?
You found us.
That's right. You found us.
Is that Dory Goes to Rehab? What's going on in this clip?
Hey, man, no. If you didn't cry at this movie, you have no heart. You're
crying. I cried last night watching this scene. I never even seen the movie.
Oh, this is what I do not know.
You didn't watch Finding Dory? You're familiar with Nemo, right? And his misadventures?
Yeah. I didn't think it. Yeah, it's the same kind of basic gist.
Well, yeah, more or less. It's, you know, Dory's forgetful behind, just forgets where she's at.
You forgot her parents, bro. And she's reunited with her parents. And
yeah, I know. I saw Finding Nemo. I understand how it works.
Right. And you're acting like, oh, this was nothing. Well, like, why are you being so cavalier about it?
There you go. That is it. The whole bracket is now out. The Maggie and Perloff movie sequels bracket. So apologies to the Police Academy 2 fans.
We have a problem.
What's that?
We're missing the big one.
We're missing a big one?
We're missing a real big one.
Oh, I thought you were going to say
talking
we have
jugs?
The same movie twice in the bracket.
No. I don't know what happened, but I was reminded by a fellow who texted me. There's no Rocky movie in this bracket.
Yeah, because Rocky 2 stinks.
We have Creed 2. Creed 2 is in there.
Oh, so
nobody likes Rocky 2.
It's a creative decision.
No, I didn't realize that until just
the pro off it is. I think that's why it's not there. He's a
Has anyone
guy.
Ever said I love Rocky 2? No.
Well, I mean, you don't love all these movies, but it probably deserved to be in the bracket. But we do have Creed 2. We did hear from Sylvester Stallone.
Yes, Creed 2 is in there, and Creed 2 is really good.
Right.
Did you guys make a decision on whether or not Creed was a sequel to the previous Rocky?
So, no, we did Creed as its own franchise. And okay. So Creed 2 was the sequel because we only did twos. Like, we didn't factor in Rocky 3, 4, or all
Jaws,
the X-Men.
The Revenge.
Yeah, Jaws is probably Sharknado. A miss.
Wait, you left an X-Men movie out? I feel like every third one was some kind of Marvel superhero thing.
Well, Jaws 2 is also very bad. That didn't make the list.
Probably should have, but well, Jaws 2 did not make the
but
list.
But wait, I don't know why they should have. These sequels are often bad, and when the first movie is so great and the sequel is a disappointment, I don't think it belongs on the bracket.
You have Caddyshack 2 and Meatballs 4 in this bracket. How can you say no to Rocky 2?
No, 4 is bogus. Don't confuse people. Only 2s.
That's fair.
But we do have Revenge of the Nerds 2
on there.
That
was just
there.
Appease our...
To be fair, Rocky 2 is not good.
This is such a vanity project.
Is that Rocky 2, you know what hurt Rocky 2? Rocky 3 and Rocky 4. They were so good.
I'm very upset Sharknado 2 is not in this bracket. Yeah.
We're probably going to be hearing from Mark Cuban any moment.
You know one that I think might be a snub? Somebody called in with the Equalizer movies, and I don't know which one's which, but those, my friends love Equalizer movies, and they're pretty good.
I also don't think I think we're also missing one, Bourne Supremacy. Identity.
Oh, we talked about that.
We did. I don't think they're very good, but
I don't feel bad about that.
Oh.
Maggie, what?
You guys don't like the Bourne movies?
I like the first one. I didn't like the second one.
What? Yeah. All of them are good. How about the one when he's in Russia? That one's amazing. And he pours the vodka on his gunshot wound.
Now you tell us, Pearl. I mean, we have 64 of these.
I don't think those are sequels.
Where did Paddington 2 land?
Pretty high, but it already got bounced.
I'm still stunned by how high that is on every single greatest sequel list.
What happened?
It was funny. I mean, I was watching those clips, trying to find clips for this. That movie is. I saw 5 clips. I'm like, this movie is amazing. I gotta watch this. I never seen Paddington 1. Never heard of it.
It's not that good. It's okay. It's fine.
It's number one on Rotten Tomatoes.
Right. The funny thing is, Rotten Tomatoes. There's a lot of articles loves Paddington 2 for reasons no one can figure out.
It's like the Wob. It's got a good Wob.
The wind's above bubble.
Yeah.
Laughs above bubble. It's got a good laugh.
I mean, the clip we played was one of the funnier clips we played in the entire bracket.
It was good. So anyway, you can go vote now. Voting is open on the LA region of the Maggie Perloff, a movie sequel bracket. So apologies to Police Academy 2 and
Rocky 2.
Rocky 2, not making it in.
And Sharknado, come on now.
Yeah, apologies to all those. Okay, let's take a quick break. We'll come back. Bogish has got the latest. Don't move.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
What is Dax, are you
tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for
in Dax's domain. We see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know.
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
If you love your phone, but not your carrier, just switch to T-Mobile. You can keep your phone, keep your number, and we'll help pay it off up to $800 per line. You can also use our savings calculator to compare our plans and streaming benefits against Verizon and AT&T. So switch and keep your phone, keep your number, and keep more of your moolah at T-Mobile.com.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Welcome back. Maggie Gray, Andrew Perloff. Manny playing the song ironically because Rocky II did not make it into our movie sequel bracket. Now, Creed II did make it in.
And Mighty Ducks 2.
Mighty Ducks 2 made it in.
See, nothing wrong with Mighty Ducks 2. Bogus.
If it had a sick soundtrack like this, maybe it would have been higher than the 16 seed.
Yeah, exactly.
I love Mighty Ducks. I love all of them. I would just argue that probably Rocky 2 gets in before Mighty Ducks 2. Maybe.
Well, your opinion.
Know. Yeah.
But anyway, you can go vote right now. The last region, the LA region, has been revealed. So Terminator 2 Judgment Day is the number one seed in that region. And Bogus has some headlines for us.
Only 45 miles separate Xavier and University of Dayton Arena. So last night's first four finale. Almost a home game for Sean Miller's Musketeers.
The energy of the crowd, our fans certainly took advantage of the proximity to Cincinnati and that emotion. And when we needed them, it was certainly a factor in the game.
Yeah, they needed them down as many as 13 to Texas last night.
Weaver, second free throw. Around and out, rebound loose, batted to Swain for Xavier. He gets another big board. McKnight on the run out, throws to Conwell. 5 seconds underneath Fremantle. He dunks it with 1.8 seconds, and the party is on in Dayton.
Nate Gadder on the Westwood One NCAA radio network. Zach Fremantle's dunk capping a 16-6 game-ending run that got Xavier an 86-80 decision over Texas. Fremantle scored 15, 22 from Marcus Foster. Up next for those Musketeers is Illinois tomorrow night in Milwaukee. Last night began with Mount St. Mary's fighting off American 83-72 to claim the spot alongside Duke tomorrow in Raleigh. Dola Adebayo and J.D. Cordelia had 22 points apiece for the Mount in the win. The women's first four began with Iowa State sneaking past Princeton 68-63. The Cyclones now face Michigan, and Southern took care of UC San Diego 68-56 for the first 20 win in program history. The reward, a meeting with number one overall UCLA. The Sixers did not have to deal with
Sean Gilgeous-Alexander
or Jalen Williams or Isaiah Hartenstein or Lu Dort last night, and they still lost to the Thunder 133-100. OKC head coach Mark Daigneault.
I thought we really set a tone early in the game defensively, and then offensively got out and ran, really shared the ball, and played unselfishly. I thought everybody that went in the game played with no agenda and just played for the team, and just a good outcome as a result.
I think the Thunder clinched their division with this last night. The other Jalen Williams, the one who has an I in his name, had 19 points, 17 rebounds, and 11 assists. Luka had 31, 9, and 7 as the Lakers thumped the Nuggets 121-108. This game was missing LeBron, Jokic, and Jamal Murray. The Suns topped the Bulls 127-121 behind 41 from Devin Booker, and the Spurs got 34 from
Sandro Mamukelashvili
in a 120-105 shaming of the Knicks. Mamu scored those 34 in just 19 minutes, the most points anyone has scored in less than 20 minutes since at least the 51-52 season. I believe you guys are scheduled to discuss the Lions' proposal to reformat playoff seeding. We also know now what the Packers have in mind for the tush push. They are suggesting banning players from pushing a teammate who is under center immediately at the snap.
Poor Packers.
There's also a proposal to eliminate the automatic first down connected to defensive holding and illegal contact. And on ice last night, Minnesota blanked Seattle 4-0. The Wild continue to lead the wild card standings in the West, but now they're just 2 points behind Colorado for third in the Central Division. Guys, back to you.
Okay, so this Lions proposal. Sorry, we'll talk about the tush push another time. But the Lions have something here, which is pretty significant change to the NFL playoff format, a massive one, which would be that everyone would be seeded by their regular season record, not division champs automatically getting the top seeds. Do you like this?
Oh, my God. It's a no-brainer. I seriously hope this goes through. I hate that the AFC South and the NFC South gets a dogged every year and then gets a great seed. It's got to change.
Yeah, so the number one seed would still be the best record
Of a division winner.
Of a division winner.
But then the other six teams are just based on record.
Whatever record.
Yeah.
But actually, when you think about that, that's still just the best record.
It would work out that way.
It has to work out that way. It's math.
Yeah.
It's
no, but the NFC would have flipped like three different games last year.
No, no, but on the this. One seed is always going to be the team with the best record.
Right, because they de facto would win the division.
Yeah, they happen to be a division winner, which actually, if you think about it, doesn't even belong in the report. But anyway,
yeah.
The point is, they should definitely do this reseeding. And I wonder if they will pass it or not. Like, who cares about NFL divisions? Is that a thing anymore?
Well, I still think you could, the compromise to me would be still get to the seven teams the same way, but then line them up by their record, not based on whether you won your division or not. This is just saying, like, theoretically, you could have, like, an entire division make this and be the top four seeds because they're all randomly great. Like, the only division winner that applies is that very first one. I still think you should get the credit for winning your division no matter what your record is, but you shouldn't host a game in that first round. So
but what do you want the credit to be? Like
that you get in.
Make the playoffs.
Oh, they just get in.
Oh,
okay.
Oh, I'm so sorry. I misread this. I thought you still did make it
in.
You just got seeded out.
No, that's why they mentioned division winner for the number one seed, because that's the only division winner that automatically qualifies for this idea.
My bad.
Do you feel differently about it now?
You want the bogus plan.
I want the bogus plan.
Yeah.
I want Andrew Bogus for NFL commissioner.
Thank you. I'll only take half of Goodell's salary.
Oh, that's generous.
He can
of
save
you.
Money on me.
Only 30 mil to run the league?
Oh, then I'll take a third. I only need like 15 or 20, so.
Wow. Minimalist.
Yeah.
God, I feel like I'm such a
selfish guy right there, bogus.
I'm such a coward right now to wimp out on the 1-7. God. Maybe I should ignore the bogus plan and go all in. What do you think, Meg?
Here's the one thing I would worry about. I don't know why I'm worried about this, but this is where my mind went. The crazy tiebreakers. Because you're going to have probably a lot of teams that finish with similar records. Like we've saw in the past where, you know, 10-win teams, 11-win teams don't make the playoffs. And you're still going to have, I think, a lot of ties. And so how are we breaking those ties?
Well, I think another concern, too, is if you don't give the division winner, remember the year the Bucs were 8-9 with Tom Brady and made it in? There's more irrelevant games at the end of the season. And I think that's a big fear, especially as they talk about 18. So I don't think the league will take this because they got to keep as many games meaningful. Otherwise, we'll have a lot of junk at the end of the year.
A lot of tanking.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, but we have this issue where the NFC South never has a lot of wins. I just think you'd have 4 weeks of nothingness at the end for the Falcons and the Saints. That is interesting. Bogus for commish.
Wouldn't you have to change the entire scheduling, too? Because there's unbalanced schedules. So, like, I feel like you'd have to rip up the schedule. You can't have the Giants playing the Eagles twice a year. Yeah. So, that would be fair.
Has no one ever proposed reseeding based on record?
So, the Chargers basically submitted this plan 2 years ago, and it got almost no support. This is probably not going to go anywhere either. And I still think that the owners probably don't want to give up that automatic home playoff game for winning your division.
Yeah.
That, to me, is the thing that they're not going to want to sign off on.
They probably don't, and you get home games even if you're not that great.
Yeah.
But the other part, too, is so you're Perloff saying, like, who cares about divisions? I don't know. I kind of like the rivalries still exist.
Yeah.
I mean,
that's
because
your division is so awful that the Bills get a free pass to the playoffs every year.
You're a Philly Eagles fan. You care a lot about beating the Cowboys.
I do, but I'm saying she likes the division.
Saying, F Dallas. That's their first words out of the womb.
But Maggie likes the division lineup because she has three of the worst owners in the entire NFL in her division.
I know, but it wasn't that way for 20 years before Josh Allen got there.
Fair.
Yeah, so that it all goes around, comes around. You know?
Yeah, but it ain't coming around on those other three teams for a while.
I don't know. I mean, there's just part of like my childhood of rooting against Brian Cox, you know, the Miami Dolphins and what that meant. And, you know, just the Jets and Patriots. Like, I like that. I'm going to get rid of that.
Yeah, Steelers, Ravens, Steelers, Browns. That still means a lot.
That's the good stuff. All right, coming up in the next hour. Thank you, Bogus. Nick Kostos is going to join us from Las Vegas. He's there at the sports book, already posted up. We're going to get his thoughts on filling out your bracket. That happens next hour. And also, Perloff and I reveal our Cinderellas for the 2025 NCAA tournament.
Ugh, your clothes are too tight, yet you can't lose weight, even though you've tried so many diets. The reason you're having trouble losing weight could be a liver clogged with fat, and that is slowing your metabolism. Introducing Omicid, a natural superfood protein shake that uses natural amino acids and bioactive peptides to help unclog your liver and optimize your metabolism so it's easier to lose weight, and it's been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Find out more and see the university studies at omicid.com. That's AlmaSed.com.
Street Easy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House of the Home Theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more and get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Hey, it's Gemma Spegg, host of the Open Mind Original podcast, Mantra. Every Monday, I'll bring you a new mantra, a simple yet powerful phrase to help you clear your mind and stay grounded amidst the chaos. I'll also share some personal stories, journal prompts, and a weekly challenge to bring each mantra to life. Follow and listen to Mantra, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Open Mind Studios, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.